Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The parents of a child killed in a fatal bus crash are suing the driver and the Clarksville-Montgomery County School System. The bus crashed into a Tennessee Department of Transportation dump truck in Carroll County last Friday. 25 students were on board and 2 died at the scene. Zoe Davis was one of them. Her parents, John and Jessica Davis, say that both the school district and the bus driver were negligent. According to the complaint, the bus driver was fatigued and not paying attention when she veered into oncoming traffic and hit a truck head-on. They argue that the school district is also liable because the bus driver is its employee and she was not properly trained or supervised. They're seeking damages of up to $5 million. A GoFundMe has raised close to $80,000 for fired head librarian Luann James. The Rutherford County Library Board terminated James on Monday for refusing to relocate more than 100 LGBTQ books from the children's section to the adult section. Board members say the books promote gender confusion. Books on women's rights, diversity, and racism were also flagged. But James contends relocating those books would have violated her and residents' First Amendment rights and compromise her professional obligation against censorship. The GoFundMe says the money is for the James family's living expenses. The police chief in Clarksville wants pay raises for officers. Chief Ty Burdine told the city council at a recent meeting that his agency can't keep up with what other communities are offering. He says that's causing vacancies and a disappointing number of applications, according to Clarksville Now. He said 8 commuting distance agencies offer at least $10,000 a year more in first-year salaries. The Tennessee Highway Patrol in Murfreesboro are offering $20,000 a year more. Burdine has been with the department since 1997. He told the council, quote, "We've never been the highest paid in the state, but there's never been this much disparity in my tenure ever, and it's showing up with our applicants." You'll find more news at WPLN.org.